Welcome to another broadcast of the Word for Life radio program. With me in the studio today is a guest host, Brother Rand Hummel from the Wiles Ministry, a camp ministry in North Carolina. Rand, we're thankful that you can be back with us.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.
Now, this is our fifth broadcast together on a topic that really has been a very significant and informative and important topic for us to hear. You've been talking to us about the dark side of the Internet. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by the dark side of the Internet.
Well, as we know, the Internet is a great blessing, educationally, communication, literally around the world. But any tool, especially any technology, normally, basically very greedy individuals who want to make a lot of money, kind of they'll bring the issues in of impurity or maybe issues even of greed, because the Internet is filled with, you get the struggles with the gambling, our kids meeting people that they don't know through the communication, terrorist organizations use the Internet. But we're specifically talking about attacking the moral purity of our families, of our kids. And that's through the pornography and, of course, through the talking of immorality, which is a violation of Ephesians 5, mm-hmm. The filthiness, the jesting, the foolish talking, they can also be involved there.
You know, we've spent four broadcasts really together talking about this. Let me just catch those maybe who are joining us for the first time up to speed. You began by really talking to us about the power of the Internet over life, and really you showed us that people at every age, I mean, from as old as the ancients of Israel down all the way to an 10, 11-year-old young person can be snared by this trap. I mean, the Internet has power. The dark side of the Internet has the power of allurement. And then you spent some time talking next of all about its perversity and just some of the perverseness that Satan has put on there. I think you were mentioning that there are things on the Internet that would be illegal in any other venue. Mm-hmm. And then you warned us, rightly so, not just about the fact that God doesn't want us to do it because he sees what we're doing, but the fact is that even though we think nobody else sees, a lot of people are seeing. And I think that's a point you may want to just reiterate even now.
Well, understanding there is no privacy. Obviously, when there's ever any kind of a crime where there's been a sexual offense, I dealt with one situation where, you know, this girl ran away from home to meet this guy. The police didn't even go to her home. They went to her ISP, found out where she'd been emailing, got the address. Mm. They beat her. They got there to the guy that she's communicating with before she even got there. Mm. You know, this is the world that we live in today. There is no privacy. And remember, Satan does not want to just entrap us. He wants to expose us. He wants to bring shame to the cause of Christ, destroy homes, lose credibility in ministry. So he's going to do what he can to expose his sin.
So after you've, you know, kind of helped us to see the scope and the seriousness of the problem, how do we deal with it? What's the answer? What's the cure, the prevention for all of this?
Well, we go back to our Ezekiel passage, and there's a great phrase towards the end. Behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there. You know, we talked about the glory of God. We talk about how good our God is. Romans 2 says it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Mm-hmm. It's not just the fear of hell and condemnation and chastisement, but it's the awareness that he is a forgiving, loving, patient, long-suffering. He is a wonderful, wonderful God. Mm-hmm. And he wants to empower us to do what is right. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. We don't have to sin. There's no temptation takes us, but such as common ordinary man, but God will give the way to escape.
Right.
And God has answers if we will just listen to them. Some of them are common sense. Some of them are biblical sense, you know. I wrote a little prevention guide, I guess you would say. There's 4 points, and you have to understand, my ministry is with teenagers, okay? So I think on a 14-year-old mindset. So I hope this doesn't offend anyone, although even Spurgeon said, preach to children so adults
right.
may understand.
And you know, I think that'll be helpful to us.
Right. There's 4 principles, and they are biblical. We're going to talk about the secret agent principle, the surfer dude principle, the sumo wrestler principle, and the strange woman principle.
Oh, no.
And I'll explain, I promise. You know, you take the secret agent principle, Psalm 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, that's what I think about, meditate on, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Now, secret agents are cool. My favorite was this dude named Maxwell Smart. He took his shoe off and talked in it as a phone, you know?
I remember that.
Secret agents sneak around like nobody can see them. and understanding that we should never, ever want to live as a secret agent. How do you keep from being a secret agent? Well, number one, accountability. Never go online alone. Husbands, make sure your wife is there. Wives, make sure your husband is there. Kids need to have the parents there. Mm-hmm. If there's nobody else, invite the entire senior citizens group from your church over to your house. I don't care what you do. Don't go online alone. Number two, visibility. Stay in the open. As a friend of teenagers, parents, can I beg you to get the TVs and the computers out of your kids' bedrooms? You know that face-to-face with temptation, when there's no accountability, it's tough for a kid and a teen.
It's tough for an adult.
Oh, anyone. Get the computers in the kitchen where everybody's walking by. And dads, if you have your little shop, you have a locked door, your little basement study where nobody can come in, and you're down there on your computer, your good's evil spoken of, I tell you what, it makes moms and kids wonder, and you don't want them to think that of you.
You know, in my office downstairs, I have a glass door, and my computer faces the door.
That's the way it needs to be. Constant accountability. Yeah. That's important. Vulnerability. Never talk to strangers. And teach your children. They should not ever talk to anyone that they do not know. These are principles to keep us from kind of sneaking around and being secret in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The second principle is, I call it the surfer dude principle. Surfer dudes are not really known for their thinking, duh, like, duh, whatever, you know. And I've got a friend.
I have friends like that, so be careful.
I know. I have one in Hawaii, and I was over there speaking, and he said, man, we're glad you're here because we're going surfing. I said, wait a minute. He said, Rand, the waves are 15 feet high. I said, what do you do when you fall off a wave 15 feet high? He said, well, like falling off a wall, but you won't fall. And he said, if we go early in the week, then we don't have to worry about the sharks coming in or the undertow. Now, I said, I refuse to surf, you know. Keeps me out of deep water. Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foresees the evil.
Mm-hmm.
And he hides himself. He runs. He gets out of there. Mm-hmm. If you look ahead and say, okay, this computer has evil to it. It has some good. But if I don't block it and filter it, it's going to destroy me. And so he needs to run from that. But the simple, they pass right on.
Right.
They're the surfer dudes. If you go online and surf the web, you're three clicks away from major temptation. And just so you understand, that word simple in the Greek is moros.
Moron.
Yeah, moron. We're idiots. We are out of our mind if we think we can mess around with the dark side of the internet.
Well, it's just like you were saying. I mean, we'd be an idiot to try to go surf on a 20-foot wave.
Oh. I'd die, you know? And this one will kill you too. It really will. Refuse to surf. It'll keep you out of deep water. Know where you're going and what you want. I call it the shopping man syndrome, okay? Men shop differently than wives, you know? When wives shop, it's like they're on a mission, you know? And like I go with my wife and she's going to try on a couple items and so I'm standing outside the try-on rooms there and there's a bunch of overstuffed chairs and some men there and I say, how you doing, guys? And they said, fine, we called in a pizza. You want to chip in? I said, no thanks, I won't be here that long.
That's
and they laughed at
home.
Me. Yeah. One of them had a little boy there. I said, how old's your son? He said, I don't know. He was two when we came here, you know? But men, when they shop, they go in, they get it, and they get out. And if we would attack the internet the same way, get in, know what you want, get it, and get out. And don't surf that thing because, again, it's like channel surfing. What wave do you catch when nobody's in the room compared to what wave you catch when somebody else is in the room?
Mm-hmm.
The third principle, I call it the sumo wrestler principle. Now, please, you got to hang on here and listen, okay? The Bible says in Romans 13:14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is so incredibly important. Sumo wrestlers are cool. All 600-700 pounds of them. I would not like to look like one, but I would love to eat like one. I get embarrassed wearing diapers in public, so I'm not going there, okay? But what they do is one of the ways they can lose is they get in this big ring, and if that other guy grabs a hold of them, pushes them outside the circle, one little push, they lose. You know what, folks? I'm not going to spend my life standing on the edge where one little push and boom.
Yeah.
I'm a loser. I'm going to stay as far away from the edge as possible. I tell the teenagers, personally, I love McDonald's French fries. I really do. But if I ate McDonald's French fries every single day of my life, I would look like a supersized Happy Meal, and I don't want that. So I stay away from the edge. Protect yourself. As the sumo wrestler principle, make it hard to sin, easy to do right. Let me say it again. Make it hard to sin, easy to do right. Don't just stay away from sin. Stay away from temptation. Lord, lead us not to temptation. In doing this, protect yourself with passwords. Mom and dad should keep the password, specifically mom. You say, well, mom doesn't know how to boot up the computer. Better yet, Protect yourself with filters. It just blows my mind that parents would allow internet access without some kind of filter.
Do you have one you recommend?
Oh, yeah, there's two. BeSafe.com, but there's another one I've worked closely with. It's called SafeEyes.com, www.SafeEyes.com. These guys have been rated number one in Consumer Reports and in many different magazines and all. They're a great product, and I think it's $50 a year, you know? And you can download it, and you get it on there, and they have things. You can set up how much time your kids have. They have one that they have an accountability factor, whereas you get this internet filtering system, you get set it up to where three of your friends, maybe your wife and two good friends, every week they get an email just listing the addresses of the site you either visited or tried to visit.
Our church has that.
That's great accountability. It really is.
For all of our pastors.
And those kind, but SafeEyes.com, I highly recommend that one. Be a big help to you. Protect with a delete button. When you get stuff that's inappropriate, even on emails, just get rid of it. In fact, you need to double delete. Remember that for your kids, because they can go to the delete folder and look it up again.
Oh.
So if you delete it twice, you'll be a lot better off. There is one more principle here I want to share as we have the time left. It's called the strange woman principle. Proverbs 5 says, "Remove thy way far from her. Come not near the icon of her website." That's what it means in Hebrew, okay? "Lest you give your honor to others, yours to the cruel, lest strangers be filled with thy wealth." That phrase, strangers filled with your wealth, and hopefully you won't take offense to this, listeners, but, sir, if you sit down in front of a computer and you pull out a piece of plastic and you type in four numbers, expiration date, and, like, you buy this stuff, you have a serious heart problem. You need to get with your pastor right away and get some help. Concentrate and realize that if we fall into this, it says you give your honor to others. Years to the cruel. For 25 years, you can do right and serve God and be faithful in church and raise your kids for God.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night of sin and you get caught. Mm. What do people remember about us?
Right.
Not the 25 years of doing right, but the one night of sin. Concentrate in your relationship with your family. Think about what you would have to say to your kids if they knew what you were doing. Concentrate in your relationship with your spouse. You're married. You realize what it would be if you had to sit down with her and tell her what's going on in your mind or in your office. But most of all, concentrate in your relationship with God. God said, "Ezekiel, do you see what my people are doing? They're choosing that which I hate. They've driven me out of the sanctuary. They don't want to worship me anymore. They've turned their back on me." For all our listeners in these last 5 days, my prayer for you is very simple. Don't turn your back on God. Please, I beg of you. Don't get caught in the dark side of the internet.
Thank you for taking your time to be with us, to help us to learn about the dark side of the internet. Until the next time that we're together, may the Lord bless you.